Hachette Audio presents The Impossible Dead, written by Ian Rankin, read by Peter Forbes. Part 1. Chapter 1.
"He's not here," the desk sergeant said.
"So where is he?"
"Out on a call."
Fox stared hard at the man, knowing it wouldn't do any good. The sergeant was one of those old-timers who reckoned they'd seen it all and faced most of it down. Fox glanced at the next name on his list.
"Haldane?"
"Sick leave."
"Michelson?"
"Out on the call with D.I. Scholes."
Tony Kay was standing just behind Fox's left shoulder. An instant before the words were out of his mouth, Fox knew what his colleague was going to say.
"This is taking the piss."
Fox turned to give Kay a look. News would now travel through the station. Job done. The complaints had come to town, found no one home, and had let their annoyance show. The desk sergeant shifted his weight from one foot to the other, trying not to seem too satisfied at this turn of events. Fox took a moment to study his surroundings. The notices pinned to the walls were the usual stuff. It was a modern police station, meaning it could just as easily have been the reception area of a doctor's surgery or DSS office, as long as you disregarded the sign warning that the alert status had been lifted from low to moderate. Nothing to do with Fox and his men. There'd been reports of a blast in woodland outside Lockerbie. Kids, probably, and a good long way from Kirkcaldy. Nevertheless, every police station in the country would have been notified. The button on the counter had a handwritten sign next to it saying, "Press for attention," which was what Fox had done 3 or 4 minutes ago. There was a two-way mirror behind the counter, and the desk sergeant had almost certainly been watching the three arrivals, Inspector Malcolm Fox, Sergeant Tony Kay, and Constable Joe Naismith. The station had been told they were coming. Interviews had been arranged.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?